The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But then it turned into my deal, and then it turns into the micromanaging. You know, we will have been married 14 years this year, okay? She's never potted a plant.
Kramer?
Hey, buddy. Hey.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is going on?
Breakfast. I got to be in at Brant Leland by 9.
Why?
Because I'm working there, that's why.
So, I kind of had a feeling it would be my job, but now it's like, you know, you got to take dirt out of that plant. And you got to knock the roots off. And you know, you got to water them when you're done. And you know, this is going to make a big mess, so go do it over here.
Jerry, I don't know if you've noticed, but lately I've been drifting aimlessly.
Now that you mention it.
But I finally realized what's missing in my life. Structure. And at Brant Leland, I'm getting things done.
Dyson, my one son, used to say it as a kid, and I used to laugh. He'd just say, "You're not the boss of me." So I had to pull that today. I said, "I don't work for you."
Wait, this morning already? You had to pull that?
How much are they paying? No. I don't want anything. I'm doing this just for me.
Clearly. So what do you do down there all day?
TCB. No, taking care of business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
All right, before we get to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, before we get to Adam Schefter, before we get to the Green Bay Packers and Pat Murphy winning National League Manager of the Year, I feel like we have to follow up on what we had just heard. If you weren't listening,
well, you know what? No, go ahead, Gabe.
Well,
sorry.
I was just going to set the table. Of yesterday, we just played it in the open. Chewy had some things that he had to take care of apparently before the show. And, you know, he told his wife, "Hey, I don't work for you." Because she was micromanaging the task in which she gave him. We then threw down the poll of, is Chewy going to get in trouble for this? So I have to ask the follow-up question now, Chew. Here we are reconvening 24 hours later. Did you get in trouble for the things you said yesterday about your wife?
No, she didn't find out, but Joshy's clip there sparked something in my brain because I thought he was going to go with a different Seinfeld. Remember when he gets the screen door, Gabe?
Anytown, USA.
Hangs the planes and, yes, in the mulch. But Joshy surprised me there because Kramer doesn't want to get paid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I get paid. And I would have no problem working for free.
Okay. So while I believe
they don't probably want to hear this, but and I brought this up to you before. There's an ADT app. There's direct deposit.
Yep.
I've never seen anything. I assume I am, but I really don't know. And I don't think I'd have a problem with it.
So
because it's more mental health. I mean, don't tell anyone at the station there, but
yeah, we'll keep this one between you and me, that guy.
I have no idea. Do you know that you get paid?
Well, yes, but I also have, like, access to my bank account, and I know how to sign. So we do have ADP is the, you know, service that we provide for our human resources where you go to request days off, and, you know, I have to go in there.
Really?
I've got to go in there today because we have open enrollment going on, so I have to make sure that I have health insurance for 2025. I have to sign up for that. So I'm going, I have access to that. I know how to operate that. So when's the last time you think you got paid? Like, did you, because when I was a part-timer, too, before I was a full-timer.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a part-timer way back in, you know, 2007, I got a paper check. You know, this was before they really, you know, direct deposit really hit. So I always got a paper check. Did you ever get paper checks? Has this always been direct deposit? What kind of arrangement did you make with Craig when you signed on 18 years ago?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is the last paper checks that I received was from Green Bay until that one practice player stole Rich Moran's check off the top of his locker and cashed it at the bank.
Wait.
So then they went to direct deposit. I don't know how direct deposit worked. This is the extent of my money. Okay? I have a credit card.
Yep.
And I have one of those cards where you can get money out of the ATM. Okay. That's it. I don't know how anything else works.
Card. It's a debit card.
Now, it's not a debit card because can't you like use it at the grocery store and stuff like that?
Yeah, the debit card is the
still a debit card.
Yeah. Debit card has...
No, I don't. I've never used it as that. No, I've never used it. The only thing I use that card for is to go to the ATM and carry cash. Because you guys know I like to carry cash. In case the world explodes, I will still be able to buy things because I have cash and you guys won't.
If the world explodes, I don't think the cash is going to be the important thing. I think it's going to become a free-for-all, but we can discuss the end of the world at a different time. I want to focus on... Wait, so what's the reasoning behind not using the debit card? Do you just have like really good rewards with your credit card that you just want to use the credit card for everything? Because I'll use the debit card and the credit card.
I don't know.
Are you aware?
What do you use a debit card for? So you can go, just let me ask you this.
Yep.
You can go and use that like a credit card at the store?
Absolutely. Yeah. And
well, it just takes. What the hell do you need a credit card for?
Well, because your debit card has money from your checking account. Your credit card has no money on it, but you have a determined amount you can spend on said card. So one is coming directly from your checking.
So what the hell
the other is a line of credit.
Well, because, I mean, you want to use the credit card.
The checking. Hold on. You take the checking and then you pay for the credit card.
Correct.
So yes. Why would you do it twice?
Well, so I'll explain it to you. So when I signed up, when I became a washed human being and signed up at Costco, I got the Costco credit card because the rewards, you get like 4% off like gas if you get it from Costco and 1% off every purchase and 3% and 2%. They've got like tiers of cash back that you get. So at the end of the year, the Costco and Visa is going to be cutting me a check for X amount of dollars because I use that card for a lot of different things. And then I just always, I pay off the balance at the end of the month. Now, sometimes I'll use my debit card, I'll use my debit card because within my bank, there's also different rewards I can get on that. So let's say I want a new Brewers hat. Well, they've got a 15% off Fanatics through my bank, so I'll use the debit card when I go to Fanatics and order a Brewers hat. So I'll kind of balance it out to try to make sure I get the most money that I possibly can get by using the two cards.
So why wouldn't you just, if you're getting money back from Costco, why wouldn't you just always use that one instead of having to do all the legwork for the other credit card with a...
Oh, no. Big guy was having some internet issues earlier, and I think they just reared its ugly head right there. Just as he was getting good, too.
Yeah, I think that might be the case here. Oh, hold on.
Oh, is he back?
No, he is not back. He is on the stream, but I cannot hear his audio.
Yeah, the video is there, but usually when you when the internet cuts off on the old machine, it takes a little bit of while to fire back up.
I'm floored that I mean, he didn't know that you could use a debit card.
Chef,
he thought it was an ATM only card.
Surprised he didn't call it a time machine. Chef Ed saying it's not debit card arrogance, it's debit card ignorance. Dave from Aaron saying, Chew, you also have the Viagra that you trade as currency. Not everybody. I mean, this is not shocking to me.
All right, he's back.
Okay, the big guy's back. You. All right, you there, Chew? All right, this may just be an issue all day, where he was having some internet issues down in his house in Florida.
I don't want to make a giant deal out of this, but I mean that's flooring.
Yeah, but okay. In his defense, because he's in and out.
The defense is meager right now, Gabe.
In his defense, like he doesn't handle the finances in his house. This is somebody who has his Amazon privileges taken away when he accidentally orders a second pair of sneakers off of Amazon. He's not the one dealing with it, so he just, okay, I'll use the credit card, and if he does something wrong, his wife is going to point him in the right direction.
I just can't believe, this is like finances 101.
I'm trying to think of a better, like, look, I'm trying to mount a defense for the big guy because he's not here to defend himself. I don't want to pile on when he's not here because he's, you know, cutting there, in and out with,
like,
his connection.
14-year-old kids who know the difference between debit cards and credit cards.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But again, Chewie grew up in a different era.
I would, my grandfather, who is way behind the times, I think he knows he can use his debit card to buy things and use it to take out cash.
But he's got a good point. Like, if you're just going to pay off the credit card at the end of the month.
Many, many people, and especially if you get one of those higher end, like, credit cards, and depending on your credit, many people never use a debit card because they just pay it off and they get the rewards, they get cash back. I mean, that rich people, like our guy Chew here, like, usually get pretty good perks on some of those cards.
Yeah, you get to some of those different levels of cards. Yeah, I'm guessing, like, I'm happy with the levels that I get.
Uh-huh.
I can only imagine what's available to him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess, I'm guessing that's really high up there.
Like, it's a good strategy. Like, if you go to the grocery store and there's special bonuses, you just never buy anything on your debit card. It's always on the credit card. You pay it off immediately, and it's like you did the transaction that way.
And it's great because it helps you build your credit. You know, by using that credit card all the time, it's all good stuff. Tyler texts in 800-990-3776. He uses the credit card every day. Debit card has never been used. Points on credit card add up to at least one free vacation every year.
It's great. If you have the discipline, it is the best way to spend your money.
But that's the thing. You've got to be disciplined. And B, you should probably do a little bit of research. So, like, the credit card, I guess I still technically have it. I haven't canceled it yet. I need to before I get charged my user fee. I had, right before the pandemic, my wife and I had gone, one of my buddies got married in Greece. And we went over there for the wedding and our first international trip together. And she really wanted to do, you know, more trips. So, like, right before 2020, I got a Delta card. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to fly more. Like, you get a free companion pass. So who cares if it comes with, like, a $250 fee? Because, I mean, you're going to get that back in the companion. So needless to say, we have not really gone on many trips since the pandemic together.
Right.
So I just transitioned out of that because, again, do your research and find a card that's going to do the most work for you. And this Costco card made a ton of sense for me.
Yeah, I mean, I know people who, once their kid turns 18, they get them a credit card, and then their groceries and their gas that they need to get for the card, they put it on their kid's credit card and then just pay it off instantly, so you are building credit that way. Because, like, the kid never needs to see the card. If you're a cosigner on it, you can use it. And that way, every month, you're spending however much and paying it off instantly and carrying that credit. That's like... That seems to, I guess he doesn't need to really have those conversations.
No, I don't think so. We've got businesses all over the place. I don't think you're worried about building your credit the way you or I, you know. Like, I was really, you know, wanted to build my credit before me and my wife bought our house in February. You know, like, having a good credit score was important there.
Strategy.
You know, for getting the good percentage on the loan. Ryan from Iguanago saying that Chewie's wife has trained him well. In terms of just using the credit card, never using the debit card. Yeah, there's no way he knows the rewards that he gets with his credit card, right?
No, he just is following orders. He's told this is what you use. And I'm sure Angie knows all the rewards and why he would be using them. But he's just like, yeah, I use this card and then my cash that I take out with my debit card that only works at ATMs.
Do you think he knows? Okay, he knows it works at other ATMs other than just his bank ATM, right?
Mm.
Like, he can go to a grocery store. He can, like, well, because that's another thing that people will do as well. Instead of, like, running to the bank, they'll go to the grocery store, get a couple of things, and then take cash out, because you can do that. You can't do that necessarily with the credit card, but you can do it with the debit card.
I took cash out yesterday because I'll be on Weekly Wager tonight, and I'm going to play some sports bets. And instead of paying high fees wherever I may end up, I think it was 40 cents to take out cash there. That's a great deal.
That's a fantastic deal. All these other places charging a couple bucks, saving money.
Exactly.
All right, we'll attempt to reconnect with Chew. We'll see if he can defend himself. And there's really no defending the New York Jets. If you happen to see the story yesterday, their general manager, Joe Douglas, was fired yesterday. And then there was a story at The Athletic just going over the dysfunction. And when I read that story, my initial thought was, thank God, and Jen uses this term all the time, thank God the Packers are not a buffoon franchise the way that the Jets are. We'll discuss that, Aaron Rodgers' role in it. I'm sure we'll talk about that with Adam Schefter as well as we continue on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to. Ernie, does it ever?
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Everybody's having fun at Chewy's expense this morning. We found out before he had some connectivity issues that he has his debit card that he only uses to take money out of the bank, never uses it for any transactions, and then just has the credit card. And he was floored to find out that you could actually use your debit card for other transactions. Colin texting in, wait till Chew finds out that Quick Trip has free ATMs. Casey saying, come on, Chewy, I teach this to my eighth graders in school. Meanwhile, Scott saying you should never use your ATM for retail transactions. You don't have the protection with the ATM card as opposed to the credit card if your card gets compromised. You can lose all the money in your account. If your credit cards get compromised, you can just contest the charges. I'm guessing that differs from bank to bank.
It sure does.
I'm very confident with the bank that I use that I have protection if I use my debit card. Again, you probably can't just let it sit there. Probably got to report it right away, You know, but you take care of it. I'm guessing that differs from bank to bank. We'll get Chewy hopefully momentarily. But there was a big story over at The Athletic yesterday that, you know, dealt with us here in Wisconsin, at least adjacently, because Joe Douglas was fired as the general manager of the New York Jets. And then there was a subsequent piece that came out at The Athletic by Zach Rosenblatt and Diana Russini going through all the different things that Joe Douglas had to deal with. That also included a big meeting after the Jets lost to the Broncos earlier this year, where Woody Johnson, the owner, wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers. Felt that Rodgers wasn't playing well enough. He wanted to send a message. You got to bench Rodgers. And obviously he was talked out of that by then coach Robert Saleh and the coaching staff that was in attendance and Douglas saying, hey, that's not going to go over well with the locker room. We're going to lose everything if we bench Aaron Rodgers right now. And he was eventually talked off the ledge. And when I read articles like this, it makes me thankful to be a fan of the Green Bay Packers. Because there's a couple of things here. For Aaron Rodgers, A, obviously the grass was not greener. And there's no way he knew the level of dysfunction that was going on. But you knew the Jets were a dysfunctional franchise. It's talked about ad nauseum in the media. Because you got guys like Mike Greenberg, who have his radio show, have the television show, who talks about how big of a fan of the Jets he is. And obviously, they've got the longest playoff drought in the NFL. Like there's something bad going on within that team. But additionally, and while I am not saying by any means the Packers are perfect, because they did not handle transition the way I would have preferred, and I'm guessing that they would probably want some of these back. But the fact that when they offered Brian Gutekunst the job, they told him he didn't have the power to hire or fire the head coach. But after the interview was conducted and they offered him the job and he's thinking of, oh, hey, by the way, you're not going to be able to hire and fire the head coach. That's going to be me, as in Mark Murphy. And then Murphy hires, you know, Matt LaFleur and he creates the silos. Like, I'm not saying the Packers are perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But for the most part, outside of that, I can't imagine Murphy calling up Gutekunst and going, hey, let's spend our draft pick on this player. Or last year, when they were struggling, hey, maybe we should bench Jordan Love, see what this Sean Clifford guy can do. Like, Murphy has done things a little bit differently, and he's the de facto owner, and I know he's on his way out, and we're going to have somebody else here in July. But for the most part, I would say 90% of what he's done has been following in also in the footsteps of Bob Harlan, his predecessor. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the way. Let the football people handle football things. He's had to step in every now and then. But for the most part, he just remains removed. And I am just so thankful that we don't have to deal with drama like this. Again, has Murphy stepped in it on occasion? Yeah. Yeah, he has. You know, stepping up on...
Occasion is polite.
Yeah, but hey, like some of that's also on Aaron, right?
Yes.
Like some of that drama's caused by Aaron and then he you know, gets himself caught up in it. I mean, since Aaron's left, has he done anything that controversial?
No, besides, you know, making himself the only person getting inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame this year around.
Okay.
Interesting move.
It is harmless. It doesn't really affect... That has nothing to do with what I enjoy on Sundays, yeah, Joshy.
No, and there's so many layers to this Aaron Rodgers Jets transition that has been an utter failure and disaster. Obviously, Woody Johnson and the structure of the Jets versus the Packers has a lot to do with the way things have played out. But Goody was absolutely right to not give Aaron Rodgers the things he wanted and the control that he wanted to remain a Packer. If Goody had done that, Aaron Rodgers is probably still here at this point and just ceded the franchise to him. That, we have found out, was an abject failure, was an incredibly bad move. Goody was right to make things as contentious as they were between them, because running a franchise the way the Jets have tried to results in everyone getting fired and Aaron Rodgers likely not being a Jet next year.
Oh, there's no way he's a Jet.
And that's not by Aaron's choice. No. They're moving on from him.
Well, I mean,
it might be now.
Yeah, I think it is now.
It's probably mutual.
Once the story comes out that the owner wanted to bench you in, like, what was that, week 4, week 5, whatever it was, when they took on the Broncos,
yes.
My guess is he's not going to want to return. He's not going to want to be.
And the interesting thing to play out here is there's a scenario where when Saleh was fired, Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers had that conversation that didn't discuss the head coach, but then he was fired the next day. That was the line they tried to spin on us. So at week 4, Woody Johnson tried to bench the guy.
Yep.
He then had a conversation about firing the head coach with weeks later. So Woody Johnson is just in between. He's looking for heads to roll.
Is he just playing Survivor?
Yes.
And just looking for alliances, yes, all over the place? Like, he was looking for alliances to bench Rodgers. Okay, I can't bench Rodgers. Yes. Now I've got an alliance so I can fire my head coach?
Right. That's what it seems like, because we all know that the Aaron Rodgers, Robert Saleh thing, as much as Rodgers tried to distance himself from it, they might have not said, should I fire him? But that conversation was had in the way that people talk. Like, that doesn't happen without him being a part of it.
Yes.
Because why else would you talk to him the night before? Just happenstance?
Especially because you wanted to... Now that we know that, yes, you wanted to bench him just weeks before...
Yes.
Clearly you're reaching out to your starting quarterback, because one of his complaints while he was here is that he wasn't in the know enough.
Right.
Right? They didn't call him and let him know that they were going to be drafting Jordan Love. They didn't let him know certain things ahead of time before they happened, where he felt like, hey, I need to know. So clearly that's what that conversation was about.
Right.
The second that Aaron, and I guess the interesting thing is, would somebody have snitched to Aaron after they had the meeting? Because I think Nathaniel Hackett was in that meeting.
Yeah.
Hackett comes back and goes, hey, you know Woody wanted to bench you, right?
Like, I have to imagine. It is, Survivor's the best way to put it, where it is, you are only as loyal to the people in front of you and the general outcome you're looking for.
But I don't understand what he's playing. He's the owner. You don't have to play, man. Like, you just get to make the decisions. You're Jeff Probst.
Right.
You just get to show up. You're there.
The interesting part is, he's making unilateral decisions, as that article will tell you, where he's saying, no, we're not resigning this guy, or yes, we're signing these people. But then he gets talked off the ledge by his head coaches. Like, he is the owner. He could just say, we're benching Rodgers, too bad. Like, I don't understand what's going on there. It also, like, for it to be to this, like, Evan Cohen on Unsportsmanlike, which you can hear before this show every single Monday through Friday, he asked, is this his last game? Has he played his last game with the Jets? And I think we should go even further. Has he played his last game in the NFL? Because would it be shocking? They're on their bye week.
Okay.
His GM got fired. He knows now for certain it's in the public. They tried to bench him.
He just Goodwill Huntings, just disappears.
What is he coming back for? Their percentage chance of making the playoffs is 5. He's 40 years old. What is he going to do out there? Like, what good does it do to him to continue to play?
I mean, he's going to come back. He's going to play because he's not going to want the one thing with Aaron. And even though he does it plenty, he doesn't want to give his naysayers and people who want to say things against him ammunition, even though, again, he constantly does it. But if he just walked away, the one thing he could not stand is an accusation that he quit on his team. He would not want that accusation. He would not want to deal with that accusation. He would not want to defend that accusation. So I think he does come back and play for the Jets, although this is obviously now a highly contentious situation. We'll continue to discuss this, plus talk about the Green Bay Packers and everything happening in the NFL as Adam Schefter joins us next. But I do want to tell you first about our friends at the Ewald Automotive Group, because their Black Friday sales event is going on right now. It's back through November 30th. Get up to $10,000 in rebates or up to 10% off or 0% financing with Ewald's exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. It's their biggest savings, lowest rates, and maximum trade values. Now through the month end at every Ewald location. And with Ewald, it's easy. You just start at ewaldauto.com.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump, 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, gaming, casual, and fine dining, 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Always love catching up with our guy, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam.
What is going on there, Gabe? How are we doing today?
We're doing great. You know, Jen's not here. Chewy's been in and out. But Chewy, despite not being on camera, is here. So you'll just be hearing his voice, Adam. But I got to imagine it's been a busy last 24 hours with you, the way everything's been going down with the New York Jets. And with all the reporting that's been out there and everything that's done, I mean, this is Rodgers' last season. He's not playing for the Jets next season, right?
I mean, I would not expect that to be the case. Again, things always can happen that change things. Like, who knows if they wind up hiring Mike McCarthy as their head coach and all of a sudden he wants Aaron Rodgers and they don't get a quarterback they want in the draft and he's sitting there. Could something like that happen? Absolutely. But today, on its surface, all you have to do is look at it logically and say this. You say, okay, the GM that went out and traded for Aaron Rodgers is gone. The head coach who had Aaron Rodgers is gone. The two men who wanted him there are gone. They're changing over everything. What are the chances when you're changing over everything that you're bringing back a 41-year-old quarterback who has played ordinary football this year, right?
Yeah, so with that, what would a market for Aaron Rodgers even be next year if the Jets wanted to trade him or just cut him the way that the Broncos cut Russell Wilson?
I actually think it would be kind of similar to what Russell Wilson went through. Like, it wasn't like there were a bevy of teams out there. There were select situations where he was connected to that consideration. Look, with all due respect, I don't believe there's a team out there that's saying, boy, we are going all in on Aaron Rodgers for the season. Like, I just don't think that that's happening. Now, I'll give you an example of a situation. I'm not telling you this is going to happen. I'm just telling you, like, okay, here's an example. Minnesota loses Sam Darnold in free agency. Minnesota needs a veteran to kind of be there in case J.J. McCarthy's ready.
Yeah.
Hey, let's sign Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's plausible. Like, that when you hear that scenario, that's the type of thing, the type of example that you're talking about. Now, I'm not telling you that's going to happen. I'm just saying, that's the level of what we're looking at this offseason. I don't think there's a team out there that's going to be rebuilding its roster, changing its quarterback room, and saying, we have to go get Rodgers to make this team complete the way the Jets did 2 years ago. But in a certain situation, he might be a good fit, depending on who's coaching where, depending on what teams do at each quarterback slot. Could I see him in play? Yes. Yes. Do I see somebody breaking the bank for him? No. And by the way, does he want to play too? That's also a question. Because at times when you watch him this year, he looks like a guy like, if I could be inside his head at that moment, there's got to be a voice that's saying, why did you do this? Like, what are you doing this for?
Adam, going back to the Packer-Bear game, I'm sure you saw the field goal, the blocked field goal.
Yeah.
Was that a penalty or was it a penalty? That was a penalty?
You know, I'm not a big rules guy. And
big rule breaker?
I don't know.
Is that you? That's your personality? You break all the rules?
Chewy, you think it was a penalty?
Well, I was a long snapper, not a very good one, but I did do the job. And my understanding of the rule, Adam, is you have to allow the center to get his head up, which I don't think happened in that instance. But I think the NFL makes it so hard on themselves. If they just took away each gap to either side of the snapper, it's not a problem anymore. When they make this a subjective call, I don't even think the officials know what the rule is. It's just, I think the NFL or it's the rules committee that make it more difficult on the officials. What's the big deal if you just take away that gap, you know?
Yeah, look, the one thing that I hear, it's inconsistent. It's officiated differently from 1 week to the next, one game to the next. And you never really know exactly what you're going to get. So was it a penalty? Maybe. In certain games it was. In certain games it wasn't. Depends on who the crew is. Depends on who the matchup is. Like, it's hard to always predict if and when it is a penalty, Chewy.
Talking with Adam Schefter, as we do each and every week here on Wednesdays on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Just how beat up are the 49ers? Because they've been beat up all year. Packers have them coming up next. And I feel this is a really good opportunity for them to make it really hard for the Niners to make the playoffs.
The Niners have been off all year long. This is not new. This is something that anybody who has paid attention to them could see coming from miles away. And it started in the offseason with the Ayuk holdout, and there were other issues with defensive linemen leaving. Javon Kinlaw goes to New York, and Eric Armstead goes to Jacksonville. And the start of the season happens with Javon Hargrave going out of lineup with a torn tricep, and Christian McCaffrey doesn't play until 2 weeks ago, and then Brandon Ayuk tears his ACL, and now Nick Bosa hurts his hip in his oblique, and George Kittle misses last week with a hamstring. It's just like they're the damn 49ers, and they traded good health the last few years to pay it back this year, and it feels like the bill has come due on being fortunate with injuries, and they just have not looked like the same team this year all year long. Like, they gave away a game against the Rams at LA when they had a double-digit lead. They gave away a game last week against Seattle, and Geno leads them on a game-winning drive and scrambles for a touchdown. They gave away a game at home against Arizona when they had a double-digit lead. Those are not the things that great teams do. They just don't do that, and they've done that repeatedly. And you know, look, we're 10, 11 games into the season, and by now you get a pretty decent sense of what a team is. And that team is not a team that's closed or played consistent or played well. It's just not. It's just not. Now, turn around in the final 6-7 weeks, sure. Do I think that all of a sudden we're getting the 49ers that you're talking about from the last couple of years? No, that's not this team. They might be there next year. They might get back to that. But this whole year has just felt off. It just has.
Adam, can Pittsburgh and Minnesota win the Super Bowl?
Oh, of course they could, yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be the favorites, but they'd be in contention. You know, when I watch teams play this year, Detroit, to me, looks like the most impressive team by far. It just week in, week out, you watch them and you're like, that's a really good football team. Really good football team. Could Green Bay beat Detroit? Absolutely. Could Minnesota or Pittsburgh beat Detroit? Absolutely. But if you're asking me today to pick one team to win the Super Bowl, I'd pick Detroit. And I feel good about that pick today.
Is that, now, is that because they're the most complete team in the league right now?
Complete, consistent, both. Both. They don't have real bad days. And even when they do, when Goff throws five picks, they find a way to win. So, to me, that's a sign of a good, strong, tough team. And they've been that all year long. And again, that doesn't mean that the rules are against the Packers, Steelers, Vikings, or some other team winning the Super Bowl. They certainly can. But to go beat the Lions and beat the Lions in Detroit, it's going to take an A game. It's going to take an A game. And they're going to have to be off their game. And I've heard the Lions say, as I've heard other great teams say, we're the only team that can beat us. You know, the only team that's going to beat us is us. I think in this case, it's probably true. Like, they're going to have a bad game. They're going to have a Goff five-pick game, and the other team's going to have to play an A game.
So, Adam, I think we all agree that there's going to be multiple head coaching opportunities going into next year. Other than Ben Johnson, the OC of Detroit, what are some of the big names that are out there that are probably going to get an opportunity to fill those jobs?
Well, I think we're going to get anywhere between 7 and 9 this year. I feel confident that it will be a minimum of 7, and it could be up to 9, maybe 10, depending on how this all shakes out. 7, I had somebody call me last night that works for a team, an executive, and he's like, I heard you say 7 to 9. We went through it. And he's like, you're right. yeah. Yeah, I am. And when we start to look at the candidates, I think there's a group of guys that you look at and you say, okay, here are some obvious candidates to me. Obvious. And when I say obvious candidates, these are guys that I expect to get interviewed. Now, we'll see how they interview and how it shakes out and what teams are looking for. But in no particular order, you got some guys that have done it before, Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel. You got some guys that are up and coming guys like Ben Johnson. You've got some guys that have been interviewed repeatedly in the past that I think will have a chance to get a job again. Like, I think of Aaron Glenn in Detroit. I think of Brian Flores in Minnesota. I think of Vance Joseph in Denver, who's done a great job with that defense. Jeff Hafley in Green Bay could get interviews. Absolutely. Could totally see that. Could see him getting interviewed for a head coaching job. Yeah.
You think Saban would ever want to try another shot at the NFL?
I don't think so, Chewy. I think, you know, to me, it's a guy that's grinded for a long time. He looks like having a lot of fun on game day. And by the way, I'm going to my candidate list right now. Like, I just want to see, like, the names I'm missing because people are calling up and we're going over names. And more names. Joe Brady, Matt Nagy, Kellen Moore. Jesse Minter's probably going to get some looks. You know, like Spagnuolo? I asked this yesterday. He's a great coach, and people love him. But I almost feel like, you know, like if he hasn't gotten it again by now, why is he going to get it now? Like, not to say he couldn't get it or wouldn't deserve it, but why this year and not last year or the year before?
I don't know. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job in Kansas City. In Kansas City, I mean, they got a handful of stars, but they certainly weren't. They're certainly not the 49ers of the past couple years. You know, I think he's a great
coach. Yeah. Well, so do I. I mean, he in the Defensive Coordinator Hall of Fame in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, one name you haven't mentioned, Adam, and this is a name that's been floated out there a couple of different times for a very specific job in a specific situation. If the Cowboys happen to draft his son, are we NFL public ready for what Deion being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys would bring in terms of attention and hype?
Why not? I love Dion. I mean, the guy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the Cowboys get this much attention already, and then you throw Dion, who's brought the attention to Colorado of all places. I feel those two things converging would just be a hype, just a runaway train.
Well, that's what the Cowboys are. They get the hype now. It's a negative, you know, like everybody's reveling in them struggling the way they are. And when they, like, the Cowboys always get a lot of attention. Getting Dion doesn't mean they're going to get that much more. They can't. You just can't. Like, you know.
I think they'll try if they get Dion.
You know, it's like a beautiful woman putting on a beautiful outfit. Yeah, how much more beautiful can she get?
All right. So we started the show today, Adam. Chewy found out that he can actually use his debit card to purchase things. He had just been using his credit card and only used the debit card to get cash out of the bank. You were aware that you could use your debit card other places other than just, you know, the ATM machine, right?
Yeah, I go into my supermarket, my local supermarket. I put the debit card in there. I put my code in and pay for my groceries that way, Chewy. It's 2024.
I know, but I don't trust it, Adam. I just learned how to write a check like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Now no one writes checks.
Yeah, that is true, by the way. Like, checks are exceedingly rare. And like, also, I'll go to my checkbook. I'm like, wow, I've written a check in 3 months. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Do you carry cash?
I'm not a big cash carrier at all. Like,
Do you get a paper ticket when you go to the airport?
Not always, but every now and then I will.
Okay. Because I don't trust technology.
You do, right?
I think I'll be ahead of the game when technology goes away. And you guys will all be calling me. Like, how do you write a check? I'm like, well, let me show you.
True.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, on the rare occasion that we would fly, my wife doesn't like to fly, but on the rare occasion, she was like, "Do you print my boarding pass? I'm like, "No, I didn't print. Just print your phone. What do you mean?" And so, like, she got mad at me like 6 consecutive. Print my boarding pass. Print my right. And finally, I showed it to her. I'm like, she's like, "Do you load my boarding pass onto my phone?" You know, you're past the printing ticket. Okay, good. There you go.
Chewy. When technology goes away, I don't think you knowing how to write a check is what's going to save you. You knowing how to make a fire is what's going to save you.
I can help you there, too.
Chewy's going to save Chewy. Chewy's going to save Chewy, and Chewy's going to save Shefty, too. Because I'm not very handy.
Shefty, we always appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great day, guys.
Adam Schefter joins us each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He's brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just to answer quickly a question that Chef Ed proposed on the text line, 800-990-3776, he wanted me to ask Shefty if he's heard anything about the Packers looking to acquire Azeez Ojulari from the Giants. Trade deadline was a couple weeks ago, so that is not possible. So appreciate the question, though, from Chef Ed. So, Chew, I'm fascinated with this idea that you have of when technology goes away, somehow banking is still going to matter. Like, when technology crashes, somehow you think that writing checks is still... Man, when technology crashes, money and currency is not going to matter. It is going to be...
No, it's going
to be a hellscape. Like, it's just every man for himself. We're going back to the barter system, man. Like, the money in the bank does not matter.
You are totally wrong. Have you ever seen Waterworld?
I have not.
Gosh, I have, yes.
See, they had chits. They were called chits. They were like rocks that they had, and that was their form of currency. So it's going to go back to chits, but it's eventually going to go back to cash, to checks, and we're going to start all over again. Gabe, and Shefty just nailed it, talking about Rodgers going to Minnesota. History repeats itself.
Here's the flaw in your whole system here, is you're imagining a post-apocalyptic world where somehow some of the things that are of modernity, like banking, are going to remain while others don't. In this situation, we're going back to the barter system, and I know you love the barter system.
Yeah. You use the barter system. I'm farther ahead than you guys.
Yeah, you guys think you're winning with technology.
Your checks
but
are going to do jack squat.
No one is.
You know who wins in the end? Me and the blammer, because we know how to barter.
Well, you.
We trade Viagra. That's why we will eventually. You'll be coming to us. Hey, Chewy, how do you trade Viagra? I'm like, hey, how do you use a computer? You guys are so crazy.
You're insane.
Like,
okay, first of all, no one's disputing that you're going to win in a post-apocalyptic world. Like, I think we've all conceded that you win.
Has more to do with size, strength, physical abilities than your ability to trade ears of corn for Viagra.
Well, also, isn't the blammer, isn't your neighbor, your buddy, famously a horrible barterer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't he terrible at it? So how is he going to survive? Just because he's pals with you?
Why do you think he's my good friend?
Because you can rip him off in the trades?
I take advantage of him, yes. His corn is awful, you know? You want him thinking his product is really good. No, I feel comfortable where I'm at in this world.
Yeah, you should. I think you should.
So let's play it out the other way. As the world continues to advance and you struggle to know the difference between a debit card and a credit card and what they can do, are you then becoming obsolete if things continue the path they are?
Yes, I will eventually be there. That's why I'm not in control. I have zero control. I don't even know. I don't know bank accounts. I don't know. I mean,
when's the last time you think you peaked at a bank account?
You used to write a deposit slip.
Yep.
And bring money to the bank and say here, and they'd give you a receipt back. How does it work now?
Well, so
much the same.
Yeah. except you know, you just have an app. Pull it up on your phone. Take a look. Like, I can look at
a Venmo thing. Like, I don't want to know Venmo. What the hell do I want to know Venmo for?
Are you aware you can use an app on your phone to check where your checking account is at?
No.
It's quite convenient.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
Take a look at it.
I got enough on my plate, okay?
Yes.
You got a couple more plants to pot? What do you mean?
Nah, I got to paint some fences today.
That one's too streaky for me. You got to redo it. We'll get to the green and gold coming up in 2 minutes. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll be right back.